Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and will accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 3rd January 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other self-information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President urged public to avoid hoaxes, best for me ahead of 2019 election. Indonesia officially becomes member of UNSC for 2019-2020 period. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pali. President Joko Widodo has called on the public to avoid spreading hoaxes and blasphemy ahead of the general election in 2019. The president urged parties to maintain public order. He said people should share anything related to politics in a peaceful way so it will not cause negative assumption among the public. The president made his statement in response to fake news on voted ballots being stored in 7 containers in Tanjung Priok Port of Jakarta. President Jokowi also said it was a hoax. He emphasized that the ballots were yet to be printed, but the public already received such fake news. He also said such situation would only raise negative thinking about fraud in the general elections. Therefore, the president asked public to avoid issues related to hoaxes and blasphemy. On the challenge for presidential candidates to recite the Holy Quran, Jokowi explained that he would adhere to the regulation set by the General Election Commission (KPU). Indonesia officially began its assignment as the UN Security Council (UNSC) non-permanent member with permanent representative Dian Triansah Jani unfurling the red and white flag at the UN headquarters in New York, US on January 2. Indonesia's membership in the UNSC is for the period from January 1, 2019 to December 31, 2020, the fourth time since having earlier been a non-permanent member of United Nations Security Council during the 2019. During the 1973 to 1974, 1995 to 1996, and 2007 to 2008 period, at the time of the election of members of the Security Council by all UN member states in June 2018, Indonesia received support in the form of 144 votes from 193 UN member states. Ambassador Jani noted in a written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, "The magnitude of this support is a form of the international community's trust in the track record of diplomacy and Indonesian foreign policy that is free and active and plays an important role in maintaining world peace." As a member of the UNSC, Indonesia, along with 14 other countries, will be part of the policy formulation process to maintain international peace and security in line with its mandate in the UN Charter. Indonesia will also be deputy chair of the Sanctions Committee for South Sudan and the Sanctions Committee on Iraq. The Center for Indonesia Policy Studies, CIPS, has stated that Indonesian banks are now stronger in facing global pressure compared to the conditions in 1998. Executive Director of the Center for Indonesian Policy Studies, CIPS, Rainer Hover, said on Thursday, there are concerns that the 1998 economic crisis will reoccur as the rupiah fell in the value against the US dollar. In fact, the economic crisis in 1998 was very different from 2018 economic situation. He said in 2018, banks in Indonesia are stronger and Indonesia's financial sector is much stronger in facing global pressure. In addition, the currency depreciation is far lower than it was in 1998. The country's foreign reserves vastly exceeded those held in 1998 and the debt-to-GDP ratio is less than half of the 74% that the country experienced in 1998. He also revealed that both budget deficit and general debt levels remain under control and well within legal limits. This is happening even with Bank Indonesia following the normalizing policy of the U.S. Federal Reserve and raising interest rates 7 times by a total of 1.75 percentage point in 2018. The Indonesian Composite Index IDX has strengthened by 39.83 points following investors' optimism towards Indonesia's domestic economy. IDX closed at 6,221.01 on Thursday evening, increasing 39.83% or 0.64% higher than the opening of 6,192.27. The 45 prime bonds LQ45 strengthened by 6.53 points or 0.66% to 990.87. According to Wahana Securities analyst Muhammad Wafi on Thursday, Indonesia's stability remains under control despite some aspects that need correction, such as current deficit account. The bullish move of IDX was also supported by foreign investors buying actions that closed a total 188.27 billion rupiahs of foreign net boot on Thursday. Therefore, Wafi hopes that current domestic economy would continue to remain stable amid sluggish global economy's projection that had been overshadowed by U.S. and Chinese trade war. Overall, the Jakarta Stock Exchange recorded 388,913 times transaction on Thursday, of which 10.84 billion shares worth 7.56 trillion rupiahs were traded. Among them, 233 bonds were off, 170 bonds down, and 127 bonds stagnant. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Home Affairs Minister Cahyokumolo has asked the National Police Criminal Investigation Agency, Bareskrim, to thoroughly investigate the fake news on cash ballots of the 2019 election being stored in 7 containers at the Tanjung Priok port of Jakarta. Cahyokumolo, after meeting Chief of National Police Criminal Investigation Agency, Commissioner General Arief Sulistianto at the Bareskrim building in Jakarta on Thursday, said the prosecutors are urged to complete the case in addition to finding those responsible for disseminating the issue related to the containers. Kumolo also asked the police to truly investigate the perpetrators of the spread of false news, stating that there were 31 million mysterious data for the 2019 election, which he said were not found. He noted that the hoaxes were affecting public opinion, which was feared to disrupt the process of consolidating democracy. In addition, the false news had troubled the political parties as the main actors in the 2019 election. As Minister of Home Affairs, Kumolo fully supports the efforts of General Election Commission, which will report false news on the ballot papers to the National Police. Rescue operations to look for 15 persons in a landslide that hit Sirna Resmi Village, Sukabumi District, West Java Province, continued on Friday. Director of Operations of National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, Brigadier General Marines Budi Purnama, said on Friday, his party has divided the search coverage into 6 areas, will focus on the 4th and 5th areas near the river, but bad weather has so far hampered rescue operations. Rescue operations have been hindered by rainfall almost daily from the first day to the search effort until the 5th. A total of 18 bodies have so far been found in the village, which was buried by landslides on December 31, 2018. The landslide triggered by heavy rains destroyed 30 homes and affected 101 people. Of the total, 63 survived, 3 were injured, 18 dead, and 150 missing. A joint rescue and search team comprising police, military, and local officers, as well as volunteers, has worked hard to look for the missing people and to evacuate other victims. The Indonesian Defense Force has deployed 350 officers for the rescue operations. The Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education will continue to run student delivery programs to Taiwan and return to sending them in the near future. This was sent by the Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, M. Nasir, after opening the Ministry's 2019 National Working Meeting in Semarang on Thursday. M. Nasir responded to allegations that hundreds of students were victims of forced labor in Taiwan. He said that hundreds of students who were victims of forced labor in Taiwan did not depart through the minister's path, unlike the programs that had been carried out. He explained that students who joined the ministry program to Taiwan has clearly arranged the lecture procedures. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary. And today it's on result of general elections in Bangladesh. General election have just been held in Bangladesh. The results are quite astounding. The Awami League Party, led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, won 98% of parliamentary seats. This achievement will make Sheikh Hasina take her position for the fourth time. But the opposition considers the ruling government has used all means to win in general election. Even some parties consider her government to be authoritarian. The election this time were marked by the detention of a journalist from a local newspaper. This reporter revealed the potential for fraud after seeing one of the electoral districts having around 20,000 votes more than the list of registered voters in the region. The police then arrested the reporter on charge of violating the Digital Security Act, but the law is considered controversial. Indeed, under the current administration, Bangladesh's growth rate has been said to be good for the past 4 years. In 2014, the economic growth of the country with a population of 167 million reached 6.3%. In 2017, it increased to 7.4%, mainly contributed by trade with the United States and the European Union. But domestic voices want a positive rate of economic growth accompanied by positive democracy. Now, that hope will yet to be realized. Opposition accusations are that the government is blocking voters sympathetic to the opposition following the arrest of pro-opposition activists. The United States, which is the biggest investor in the country, is ambiguous. It expressed concern over violence and intimidation ahead of the election. On the other hand, the U.S. gave appreciation to voters in Bangladesh. On January the 10th, the new government of Bangladesh will be sworn in and begin to lead the country. Bangladesh needs to learn from other countries that encourage economic growth but forget democracy. Countries with Confucian culture did it, but not with different culture. The world is looking forward to whether there have been changes in the development of democracy in Bangladesh by this period of government or not. Well, that was commentary on results of general election in Bangladesh. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start with a historical event on January 4, 1959. Luna 1 became the first spacecraft to approach the moon. Luna 1, also known as MECTA, was the first spacecraft to reach the area around the moon. It was the first mission of the Soviet Union's lunar program. The vehicle was planned to hit the moon, but failed and became the first man-made object to hover in orbit around the sun. When crossing the outside of the Van Allen radiation belt, the vehicle's scintillator observed the presence of a small number of high-energy subatomic particles. next turned to an event on January 4, 1948, when Myanmar was granted independence. Myanmar was formerly Burma, won independence from Britain on January 4, 1948. Since the 16th century, the European countries including Britain, the Netherlands and France have been fighting over Myanmar's rich natural resources. During the World War II era, Myanmar was occupied by Japan and utilized by the Myanmar people to organize their independence movement by establishing the Free Anti-Fascist People's League, or AFPFL, under the leadership of Aung San. After Japan lost, the British returned to Myanmar and agreed to give independence to Myanmar. And the last event was in 2004 when Spirit landed on Mars. Spirit, also known as Mare A or Mars Exploration Rover A or Mare 2, was a robotic rover on Mars, active from 2004 to 2010. It was one of two rovers of NASA's ongoing Mars Exploration Rover mission. It landed successfully on Mars at 4:35 ground UTC on January 4, 2004, 3 weeks before its twin, Opportunity or Mare B, landed on the other side of the planet. Its name was chosen through a NASA-sponsored student essay competition. The rover became stuck in late 2009, and its last communication on Earth was sent on March 22, 2010. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita teman dekat, sudah saling percaya. Cerita tentang kamu sudah menjadi makananku. Putus lagi, nyambung lagi, ribut lagi, baik lagi. Kau menangis di pundakku, dipelukanku. Maafkan aku jadi suka sama kamu. Awalnya curhat, lama-lama ku cemburu. Maafkan aku yang mengharapkan cintamu. Bila belum saatnya, ku sabar menunggu. Bila masih bersama, tunggu kau putus. Masih bersama, ku tunggu kau putus.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's a song entitled Ku Tunggu Kau Putus, sung by Shirley Senapdia featuring Ariel Noah. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 33.25 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Indonesia and Ecuador succeeded in implementing the first Trade Cooperation Forum, WGTI, in Quito, Ecuador recently. The Memorandum of Understanding on the establishment of the forum was signed in 2012. The Social and Cultural Information Service of Indonesian Embassy in Quito, in a statement quoted by Antara recently said, that the two countries had discussed various trade and investment issues between the two countries, including market access, trade facilities, customs procedures, and the introduction of the two countries' priority investment sectors. The forum also discussed trade barriers that had been experienced by the two parties, both in the form of tariffs and non-tariffs. Indonesia has complained that both importers and exporters are related to Ecuador's tariffs, which are still very high. Indonesia proposes that the two countries can analyze the possibility of establishing a trade cooperation agreement in the future. The two parties agreed to conduct further studies related to the possibility of establishing a trade agreement. Director of Bilateral Negotiations, Ministry of Commerce Made Martini said that the meeting was a historic matter for bilateral relations between the two countries. Since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1980, it is the first time that the two countries have conducted cooperation forums on trade and investment issues. Made Martini also said that Ecuador is the fifth largest trading partner of Indonesia in the South American region, which has the potential to become the entrance for Indonesian products to the South American market. Indonesian Ambassador to Quito, Deniarti Cokro Suprihatono, assessed that the meeting was very important to open barriers that limited trade, given Ecuador's potential as one of the non-traditional markets for Indonesia in South America. This was indicated by giving the Prima Duta Award to one of Ecuador's companies in 2018. On their visit on December 19, the Indonesian delegation also held a discussion with the Ecuador Palm Oil Association, Palmiculture, on issues that could be cooperated between Indonesia and Ecuador. The delegates also had the opportunity to visit cocoa factories and rose field. Both of these products are Indonesia's main import commodities from Ecuador. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menghapus beban rasaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was song entitled Bintang Hati, sung by Rio Febrian. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency short wave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Serambang Park. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id, or you can also hear through frequency 3325 kHz. Director of Operation of Perum Perhutani Hari Priyanto and Regent of Ngawi Regency Budi Sulistiono handed over the Certificate of Standardization for the Natural Tourism Management Canopy in 2018 to each person in charge of 7 tourism locations that have been standardized. They are Kawah Putih, Cikole, Curug, Cilember, Puncak Bintang, Guci Asyavana, Serambang Park, and Tanjung Papuma. The submission of the certificate is a follow-up to the implementation of Canopy, which was held on November 11, 2017. Canopy is a brand or identity that is responsible in the various characters of Perhutani's natural tourism with guaranteed professional and quality product standards, services, and management. This is management's commitment to continuously improve the quality of natural tourism products and services. Canopy's standard location offers a pleasant, clean, and adventurous travel experience. Fresh, fun, and adventure. Well, listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduce you one of the 7 tourism destinations that obtains Canopy certificate, namely Serambang Park. Being in the middle of the Jogoro forest area, the northeast slope of Mount Lawu, and visiting the area, you are served not only with natural beauty, but also green forest, fresh river water, waterfall, and the cool mountain air can also be felt here. This tourism destination can be reached from downtown Ngawi with a distance of 30 kilometers with a travel time of 52 minutes by motor vehicle. Serambangan Park is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To enter here, you must pay an entrance ticket, 15,000 rupiah per person. Listeners, when you enter this tourism area, you will feel the fresh air and hear the chirping of birds. While traveling to Serambang Park, you should visit waterfall, because the waterfall is indeed a major tourism attraction. In the waterfall, you can soak to enjoy the freshness of the water. You can also take a walk to feel the beauty of this tourism attraction. Don't forget to take a photo at the available photo spots. There are various Instagrammable photo spots in Serambang Park, such as Tulisan Serambang Park Ngawi, deretan puluhan payung berwarna-warni, sky tree, various entrance decorations to tourism destination, tree house bridge, and frame love. Listeners, tourism destination Serambang Park has been completed with various facilities such as a large parking area, restaurants, bathroom, gazebos, and places of worship. For those who want to travel here, it's better to bring an umbrella or raincoat. This is important because it often rains in December and January. Moreover, this destination is in the mountain, which is a catchment area for keeping rain drops. For those who want to stay overnight, you can stay at various hotels that are available nearby at this tourism location, or you can also homestay. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition about Serambang Park. We will meet in another interesting topic for another edition. Bye-bye.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Thank you.
That was the song entitled Berawal Dari Tatap, sung by Yura Yunita. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, we would like to give you another information about interesting terrorism that happened in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Miss Lenny. In today's edition, we will present information about ITB discovers giant stegodon tusk in Majalengka, West Java. So stay tuned with us on www.voinews.id. Listeners, the Paleontology Laboratory team of Bandung Institute of Technology, ITB, found a fossil in the form of a pair of stegodon tusks from early Pleistocene, or about 1.5 million years ago. This fossil was found in Majalengka, West Java. This discovery is one of the largest in 2018 in Indonesia by the laboratory team of the Quaternary Paleontology and Geology Working Group, Faculty of Earth Sciences and Technology of ITB. The size of tusk fossil found as a thread length about 3.30 meters, while the arch length is 3.60 meters. This finding is the result of the work of a team led by Professor Jahdi Zaim as a head of the Paleontology Laboratory. Professor Jahdi Zaim said that stegodon tusk fossil was obtained by a long process because the removal of the fossil is not easy to do. The fossil location is near the river flow. Besides discovering the stegodon, there are other fossils in the form of ancient crocodiles and plants. There are also other fossils, including the stegodon skull. According to him, this finding is very spectacular for ITB, and this is the biggest ivory finding in 2018 in Indonesia. One of the team's members, Dr. Mika Puspaningrum, explained that viewed from a large size of tusk, this stegodon is male with a height of more than 3 meters. This includes adult stegodon tusk and even it's very old. This can be seen from the tip of the ivory that is worn or flat. This species is probably Trigonocephalus in Java. It could be when the Java island became land. The species eats more leaves and grasses. All the destruction of the stegodon fossil will be taken to Bandung Geology Museum to be restored and reconstructed. That was Miscellany for today with the topic ITB discovers giant stegodon tusk in Majalengka. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
masih tertinggal bayanganmu yang telah membekas di relung hatiku. Hujan tanpa henti seolah pertanda cinta tak di sini lagi, kau telah berpaling. Biarkan aku menjaga perasaan ini, oh, menjaga segenap cinta yang telah kau beri. Engkau pergi, aku takkan pergi. Kau menjauh, aku takkan jauh. Sebenarnya diriku masih mengharapkanmu.
Song entitled Menjaga Hati, sung by Yopi and Uno. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency short 5 33 25 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listener, next segment we'd like to give you information about Music Corner.
Hello listeners, Voice of Indonesia wherever you are, welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to some regional songs in Minang language from West Sumatra. To start our segment, let's listen to Bareh Solok, sung by Ali Kasim. Stay tuned!
Didandang dipanggato ulam pario, bunyi kulek cando badendang de di tingkah. Si sambalado
jalan abarampe di Singkara singgah dahulu bareh baru makan copange ikin dah tampak ondahan mami buah lalu bareh rasanya
That was the first song entitled Bareh Solok, sung by Ali Kasim, a legendary singer from West Sumatra. Bareh Solok is one of popular songs from West Sumatra. The word Bareh in Minang language means rice, while Solok is one of the regions in West Sumatra. Solok is popular as rice producer which has quality and delicacy. The distinction is taught by composer of the song, Nuskan Sharif, in the song. The cheerful rhythm of the song enables the listeners to dance. The next song will be Tak Tong Tong, sung by Elva Singers. Listeners, you have just listened to the second song entitled Tak Tong Tok, performed by Elva Singers. The song is one of popular songs from West Sumatra. The entertaining song of Minang people is sometimes used as accompaniment of regional dance. The song is sung by Elva Singers with more beat tempo from the original version. The collaboration of modern instruments and traditional Minang music instruments makes the song more melodious. The lyrics of the song were written like old poetry, which is entertaining. For the next song, we will listen to a song entitled Tinggallah Kampuang, which tells about the expression of a Minang person that will go wandering somewhere, leaving her hometown. Minang people are well known as people who like to wander to other provinces to strive for better life. The song contains of hope in order to get blessing from their families and relatives that they will leave. Here is Ellie Kasim with the song Tinggallah Kampung.